sensitive to God, and I may know your sin, and I may not approve of what you are doing, and all this, I will not pick a scripture to fit you. I do not do that. I allow God to lead me in the way He would lead me. And the scripture that He points me to, that's the one I use. And sometimes it's quite a task to just to figure out, and some of the scriptures He gives me, I say, Lord, what in the world is this? You know? But these scriptures, I think, are maybe good for all of us. I know that if we pay attention, if we listen with a spiritual ear, God will speak to us, every one of us, in a very special way. That's all free. Now we'll get to the scripture. Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, 5th chapter. I think I'm going to read to you the 8th through the 14th verse.
Amen.
Okay. If thou seest the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owner thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish, they will prevail. And he begetteth a sin, and there is nothing in his hand. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Again, Lord, we ask, Father, that you would just open these scriptures to us, O God, that you would just allow us, Father, just to speak. Lord, that we might be able to gain from you that which we need, Lord, for our daily life. We ask you, Father, to come on the scene, Lord, with the Holy Spirit, and bless each and every one. In the name of Jesus, we ask you. And amen. I guess if you were putting a topic on our scriptures this morning, it might be the value of riches, of what value we place on the things that we own, of our work as we labor, knock ourselves out, beat ourselves to death to try to make a buck. It seems as though that the biggest concern for the whole world is dollars and cents. It seems as though that the most important thing to most people is money. But you know, I think of the family that I just mentioned to you that lives just across the hill from us there. We go up on our hill. None of you have been up there, but you will be interested. You can see it over there. But from the top of our hill, you look down over the other side and you see this house of Myrrh. It was a beautiful place. It was just a common, plain, little, simple home. I think it might even have been a double wide at one time. But he had it all fixed up real nice with a deck around and everything. It was really a nice little home up a steep, steep hill to it. And he was a man that, he used to be on the CB radios, you know, and do a lot of talking. And real friendly. retired from the business in Clarksburg, as I said. But during that time, he had possessed a lot of valuables. He had possessed various things, like us. And probably in doing so, thought, well, one day, you know, I'll really be able to enjoy these. Just like myself. Piling stuff up, gathering up all these things, and says, and you know, when I was working, I kept collecting these things, and I said, well, when I retire, I'm going to have a ball. I'm going to sit back and enjoy. I'm going to use all these trinkets and toys and junk. And now they just simply become a burden. You know? They're there. They're trash. They're valuable. Somebody maybe, I don't know. But the thing is, we work hard storing up things that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. Because, as he said, all these things that we store up, you're not going to take them with you. And they become, where the rich man, he speaks of him that loveth silver. If we, and you look in any of your statistics of the peoples that are rich in our country, they never get enough. They never get enough. They, as they multiply their riches, then it seems like that they want more and more and more and more. And they're not a bit ashamed to take it from you and me that don't have very little. Now, well, peoples that has a lot, and I think of the way that the country is going today. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. Maybe I'm just talking through my hat this morning. That's all right. I need to talk through my hat once in a while. But you never ever notice that the young people get married anymore. Have you noticed? They make, there's just two of them that get married, usually. And but anyhow, when they get married, the first thing they want to do is to build a mansion. I mean, a house with umpteen rooms and bathrooms on every floor. And yeah, back there sits Becky. She knows what I'm talking about because she's in that business. But they want the very biggest and the very best right now. They want it right now. Well, you see, it doesn't make sense. When most of us started out, I don't know about you, maybe there's some ribbons in the ground, I don't know. I know there is. But when we start out, we have very little. We start out with just a job, maybe not even that. And we start out with just pennies, and usually we don't have enough money to put gas in our car to get to work. Tough times. Well, not really. But we were just getting started. And we were getting started at a ground level. We were getting started down at the bottom of the ladder, we might say, and establishing ourselves. Yeah. We maybe went to work for minimum wage at a simple little place, you know. I don't know about y'all, but I started out changing tires in a little shop down Shenzhen. But that was a start. But you know, you're constantly looking for a little more, a little better job, a little higher, but you work for it. You were willing to get in there and work hard and to show yourself approved to be able to move on to the next step. Yeah. Today, no. They want to start out up at the top with the biggest and the best and the best jobs and all this, and a lot of them are doing just that. Without the experience, without the knowledge of what it is to live down on the bottom of the road, where you earn by the sweat of your brow. You work hard for what you had, not necessarily today. Well, When we work up that ladder, as you all have,
yeah, well, young people back here, they're still working.
All the rest of them, I think most of us here are retired, right? Everybody's retired. Retired and retired. Ooh, Peggy, not. She's shaking her head. No, I said to young people, that's you. Did you notice that? Slip right out of that one. All right. The thing is that as we work and we gain, then we get into maybe bigger houses. Maybe if you want a bigger house. If it needs to be a bigger house, you got the system to know whether I need a mansion or whether I need just a comfortable place to live. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, we can move up a little bit. And you know, if we're not very, very, very careful, we can, someplace along the line, look at our gains. Look at where we was and look at where we're at now. And look at the cash that's flowing in that we didn't have back then. And we can look at that and say, well, I need to invest that. I need to invest my money. I need to make more money out of it. The first thing you know, we've invested a couple dollars here or there or someplace else. And the first thing you know, we're watching it to see how much it's making us. And like the man said, those that are satisfied with silver, they're never satisfied with more. We get to a point that we can forget where it came from. God blessed us when we was at the bottom, and He had been with us all the way through. Now be careful that we don't set Him aside and look at the riches, look at the gifts far above the giver. Ooh. Yes, if we are not very careful, we can allow our success in life to rule us to a point that we say, we don't say it, and we won't admit it, but we're really saying, God, I don't need you anymore. I'm on my own. I've got to remain. I'll tear down my barns and build greater. Is that what the scripture says? I think it does. Yes. We think, well, you know, it's a little like a story that I think maybe I've told you here before. I don't know, because I'll tell it again. Anyhow, it's a good one. The man was on the roof working. And as he was working on the roof, it was kind of a steep, steep roof. And he got up on the top and he started to sliding off. And as he was sliding off of that roof, he could not stop himself. He tried everything he could to stop himself. Sliding slow, real slow, but moving. And down over the bottom, whee, was a way, way down there. Sure did. But he said, oh Lord, help me. I'm a sliding off of this roof. I can't help myself. About that time, there was a nail sticking up there, and he caught his breeches on that nail, stopped him in his track. And he said, never mind, Lord, the nail got me. I don't need to help. We wouldn't do that, would we? No, we wouldn't. Folks, we need to be thankful for everything that God has given us. And as he says here, those that are when goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? We can gather up stuff, and we can gather up the value of trinkets and junk and jewelry or whatever it might be that comes along, and it can be valuable to us. But what good is it? What good is it to us if we can't use it? My brother-in-law came to me the other day. I won't tell him. You'll be mad at me, but I'll tell him. He came up to me. He said, he called me on the phone and said, hey, he said, what are you doing this afternoon? I said, nothing, just sitting around. He said, I'm going to come up. He said, I got a gun I want to show you. He knows I like guns. He said, I got a gun I'd like to show you. And I said, well, I'll be here. Come on up. So he came up and he came out of the car and brought in I can't remember the name that was on it. I have to ask him, but I can't remember. But it was the very, very top of the line of shotguns, over and under shotguns, double. That thing, it just sparkled. It was so beautiful. It was the very, very best of the best. Valued probably $4,000 to $5,000, I do. But he looked at it and he said, "How do you like that?" And I said, "Boy, that's pretty." But he said, "Well," and he said, "what do you think it's worth?" I said, "Well, worth whatever. What do you?" "I don't know." And I said, "You want to know what it's worth to me?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "It ain't worth very little to me." But he looked at me kind of funny. He said, "Why not?" And I said, "Well, first of all, it's too pretty. I couldn't take it hunting. But I'd be scared to death to put a scratch on it. And if I keep it, I'd be scared to death somebody's going to steal it. So I'm going to have to put it away someplace I can't even look at it. So what good is it going to be to me?" And he said, "You know, you're right." He didn't buy it. Now, it might have been that reason where I told him if he bought one more gun, she's going to leave. May have been that. Point is this. What good is it to us but the beholding of the eye? Those things that we have, those riches and all those fancy things that we have, what good are they to us? Except we just look on them and say, "Hey, look what I've got." And that's about what it amounts to. Or, "Hey, look at me. I want to make you jealous of what I've got." Isn't that the point? Because I want to pick myself up with my possession till all the community around is going to look at me and say, "Man, look what he's got. Isn't that nice?" When it's killing him to get it. Yeah. Makes him labor. And at nighttime, yes, I've been there. I do that. Yes, I'm guilty. You worry when you leave the house. Someone's going to come in and steal. They did. 3 times. To our house. Okay? So every time that you leave, you come back and you think, "Wonder who's been there now." Yeah. Thieves. Correct. You can't sleep. It hurts your sleep. But I'll tell you what. A man that doesn't have anything, that hasn't got just a place to sleep. Maybe he's got a good place. Maybe he don't. But he ain't worried about his riches. They're not going to keep him away. They're not going to bother him. No, they're not. But you know, that's good. Because we work hard. But he says, enjoy those things that you work hard for. Yes. Enjoy and praise God for them. Thank Him for giving to us what we need. Yes, the king even depends upon the field. The king, the richest of all of them, the chief man, the top dog, he even depends upon the products of the field to eat. Huh? Yes, he eats just like you and I. You know, there's an old saying that, well, it may not be right to say it in church, but he said he puts his pants on just like I do. We're all the same. We all have the same need. We all have the same, when it comes to filling the old belly, we all are the same. Not with 5 cookies either. But God gives us everyone according to our needs. He gives us exactly. And I pray to God that He keeps us all humble to know where it came from. All these good things, and we are blessed, folks. We are blessed that none of us in this room are hurting for anything. We can buy anything we want, but we don't. We don't waste it. We don't throw it around. We don't say, "Hey, look at me, what I am. I've got this, I've got that." No. Christians don't do that. But Christians, as I have seen so many times in this church, when we are blessed by the things God gives us, when someone comes along with a need, then we jump right up and right immediately, don't have to question it, say, yes, we'll help you. We have helped so many people along their way that have been in trouble. Oh yes, there have been a lot of them that
took advantage of us, yes.
It takes advantage of your generosity. We'll pray upon the church for all they can get. Yes, I realize that's out there. But one person fed in the name of Jesus is worth all of the rest. Amen. Yes. Yes. We don't depend upon silver. We have not that love for the wealth or the riches. We don't have that. The scripture that I read to you this morning for the opening of the service was from Matthew, not the 6th chapter. He says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. 21st verse is a clincher to the whole thing. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Yes. Where we put our treasures is where our heart is. If we put our very best in the church, then that's where our heart is. If we give to the church with our heart, that's where our heart is. But if we give for good, yeah, that word, grudgingly, to the collection plate, if we have to measure out what we give, if we have to calculate exactly what it is that God wants from us and spell it out, we're living under the law and we're not living under the love of God. Yes, if we were to give every penny that we have, give all of our riches, sell all that you have, and give it to the poor. Probably there's not a one of us sitting here that would do it. If God came upon the scene and commanded it to us, we would do it. He does not expect of us to give everything that we have financially. But He does expect us to give everything completely, reserve nothing of our heart to Him. Give it all. Give it all. The song says, give it all to Jesus. Give it all. Start to go somewhere with this message this morning. God, stop me. He said, no. No, not now. Maybe later. You see, to be obedient to what God wants us, He doesn't always push. The chap, He may say, whoa, stop. Quit. Look about you. Think with your heart. What has God said to us this morning? What in the world was this all about? I don't know. But you know, and God knows exactly what He wants us to do. Father, we thank You. We praise You. We praise You, Lord, for just allowing us these few moments, knowing, Lord, that You are in command. And we pray, Lord, that each of us, O Father, that we have allowed You complete right away in our heart. Lord, that we hold back nothing from Thee. Lord, as we bow in your presence, knowing, Lord, that everything is in your command and that only good comes from thee, we ask you, Father, to search our hearts. Make us